4CA is real music, real opinions. 1300 872 911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Look, this is a beautiful story, a remarkable story of, quick thinking and bravery, saving these two little girls from floodwaters, what were aged 7 and 9. And I'll talk with Brett Moller about this. It's interesting because Brett himself featured in a remarkable rescue in turbulent floodwaters some years ago in the dark of night. So just be the man to talk about this matter. Have a listen to this. Samuel Davis wrote this in the Cairns Post today. A far north tradie is being hailed a hero after wading through raging floodwaters to rescue a small girl near a Cairns shopping centre. After braving heavy rain on Sunday afternoon to buy groceries at Earlville, Dion Whitford was waiting in his car for the torrent to ease when a panicked boy started madly tapping on his door. He said, "My friends are in the drain." This kid's, he's not a kid, he's 20-year-old, but he ran along Clark's Creek, did Dion Whitford, urging the girls to stay calm as he sought assistance. They're just 7 and 9 years of age. Now, the two girls floated for more than 200 metres before the eldest girl latched onto a railing and was helped out by passers-by. Mr. Whitford pursued the second girl, this is Dion Whitford, but said his heart sank when he saw the child pushed into a drain that runs underneath the car park near the Ishmael Road entrance. The former Kent State High School student ran across the car park to where the mouth of the drain opened and anxiously waited for the girl to emerge. Anyway, he saw her finally. He jumped into the water and reached out to get her out, etc. She grabbed my hand and I pushed her onto my back. Look, it was just a wonderful story, and what an outcome, how horrendous it could have been. He said she was speechless. Their eyes were fairly bloodshot, the two girls being in the water, I guess. Anyway, it says he's a humble hero. He said he didn't know the girls' names, but added authorities thanked him before he left the scene. Anyway, it says here, Division 1 Councillor Brett Muller said, "The softly spoken Manura residents' heroic deeds deserved commendation." Do they what? Brett's on the line. Hello, Brett.
Oh, good morning, John.
You're just the one to talk about this. I mean, people say, "Oh, yeah, you're jumping in, do your thing." No, yeah. There's got to be courage. There's got to be presence of mind, and there has to be energy and ability. Tell me your thoughts on this one.
Yes, well, John, as you said, it certainly, for me, resurfaced feelings that I went through a couple of years ago with my event with that young Victorian girl, and I can absolutely empathise with how Dion would have been feeling. But as I said before, you know, human nature kicks in, and that willingness to assist those in trouble, you know, we call it courage, and I think there's a degree of that, but for me, it's that human nature where you just know you need to help. Now, he was just at the back of a car park there at Earlville. He says he rarely parks there, but it was torrential rain at the time. And he said, I just pulled up and thought I'd wait for the shower to go. I was going to drive home to Manunda or wherever. It wasn't far. And he was just on his phone when one of the young kids tapped madly on his door and alerted him. So he raced over. And then the eldest girl, he was able to help her grab hold of the railing. He then flagged down a passing motorist and said, you know, directed to assist the girl and call the police urgently. Yeah. And he followed the other young girl. And as you know, that access there from Ishmael Road, the drain goes under the access part, like the bridge, the car park, and then into the creek. So again, he would have had a lump in his throat, and as he looked over the other side of the car park entrance, until he saw that young girl bob up, and then he's dived in and grabbed her and just put her arms around his neck, and he was able to swim back to shore. So, you know, again, an amazing feat of bravery and thankfully, a safe outcome for all involved, including Dion, putting himself at risk like that. But I saw it on the crime page Sunday night. This all happened Sunday afternoon, and there was a comment by his mum, Gypsy, and I reached out to Gypsy and got Dion's phone number and rang him and congratulated him and commended him on, a brave act and what he did. And Just so humble, John. He's just a nice young fellow. He's 20 years of age. He's the oldest of five in his siblings. His mum says that he's always looking out for his siblings. It's in his nature to help. It was just an amazing story, and he deserves the recognition for what he's done. But I think the message I wanted to get out is that, again, you know, when we talk about if it's flooded, forget it. It's not just about the roads. It's about drains, yeah. Detention basins, yes. Because that current of flooding water, as these kids found out, just washes them away.
Mm.
You can't swim against the current. And then if that drain goes into a smaller piped area, well, you know, the tragic events can happen. Thankfully, the girl was pushed through under that car park access and out into the creek where Dion was able to dive in and rescue her. So the message, again, for families in suburbs is stay away from drains and detention bases. They're not swimming holes. They're not recreational areas, and they do pose a significant risk to safety. So I think we learn from that message, but celebrate an amazing effort by Dion and
yes.
a wonderful outcome.
Imagine how proud his mum must have been when Councillor Brett Muller's on the phone saying your son's a hero.
Yeah, I did, and she was very proud. As I said, it's a good news story,
yes.
I'm glad the media have picked it up. There's an important message there around safety as well.
Well, I've got you there too, because you were very strong on behalf of farmers out in the cane fields with these numbers of crocodiles. They're all over the bloody place. Let me read this briefly from the Post today. A crocodile expert weighed in on the rarity of Monday's crocodile sighting at Inskip Point. Now, this is, they think it's the same croc from Bundaberg the other. It's a fair whack south from Bundaberg down to Inskip Point, which is fundamentally south of Fraser Island. And it's just above Noosa Heads, by the way. And we've been saying for years, only a matter of time they're at Noosa. Once they're at Noosa, they're in the Brisbane River. And some people have been saying, we'll never get attention to the risk factor up here with crocodiles until there's a crocodile seen sunbaking under the Story Bridge. It's only now, it would seem, a matter of time. We'll see if they'll start listening to us then. Anyway, it says here, just north of Rainbow Beach, the crocodile spotted at the Sarawak West camping area within the Great Sandy Marine Park, etc., etc. What are your thoughts on this? Because I know you fought very hard to highlight the dangers, for example, to farmers in their cane fields of this matter. Well, now they're headed south virtually to the state capital. What are your thoughts?
Well, John, between 2008 and 2012, MSF Sugar took over the Mulgrave Mill. And I was appointed to the board of MSF Sugar. And, of course, they got a sugar mill on the banks of the Merri River down in Maryborough. And now I remember back 2008, 2009, the big media exposure, because two crocodiles for the first time were seen in the Merri River. And, that was quite a sensation because they've never, ever been that far south. Since then, we've seen them at the Boyne River and down that way. Now, with this report, that you know, there's sightings further south yet again.
Yes.
So there's got to be something happening. Now, is it increasing numbers, pushing them further? Is it a change in climate conditions? But something is happening, and they are heading further and further south. Here in tropical North Queensland and in regional Queensland, we often say until there's an issue in Brisbane or southeast Queensland, we won't get the policy change that we need.
Exactly.
And that's where the comment said, well, let's find one sitting on a jetty on the Brisbane River and the polly's looking out the window might make a policy change when the city population's up in arms. But I think this is really interesting. It's certainly something I will make sure at our next crop-wise roundtable, if the new government's pursuing that, we need to get some of the experts to answer what we're seeing in terms of this migration further south. It's an interesting development. There's got to be something behind it, and what are the reasons? And again, we will keep banging the drum up here about the safety for our residents, that we have such increasing numbers everywhere, you know, boat ramps, in farm drains, and now we're seeing in flooded waters in and around the city, what we've seen with this event, we've seen crocodiles in drains next to roads. We've seen crocodiles on roads.
Yes.
You know, like, this is what we have to live with. Mm. So we need to make sure that the policy settings around crocodile management are applicable to those whose lives are impacted
by it. Very well said, Brett. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Division 1, Cairns Councillor Brett Muller.